your ultimate guide to watching the Rio Olympics anytime, anywhere, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Now, the Rio de Janeiro Olympics will be somewhat of a constant fixture this summer, but in our busy lives, we can't just be glued to a TV. Good news, it's 2016 and most of us stream. So joining us now to break down exactly how to do this right is our very own tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
It's so great because, you know, you think about the era that we're living in and, you know, we're at this place of time where we stream things and we can do it anywhere. So this comes into play in a great way to check out the Rio Olympics. So where do we start? We need apps first, right? What should we know? Where should we go?
Well, if you want to watch these games, they're going to be the most digital ever. But you are going to need some apps. You're going to need some gear. And you're going to maybe need some subscriptions, and we can dive into that, too. But if you're in the U.S., NBC is the exclusive broadcaster of the Olympics, and they're owned by Comcast. And they are going to be streaming over the Internet to phones, tablets, computers, connected TVs, Rokus, Apple TVs, you name, pretty much anything you name, they're gonna stream to every single event in every single sport, 4,500 hours of it, plus another 2,000 hours of the commentary that you get, you know, with Bob Costas and friends.
Right.
It's actually so much stuff that it would take over 280 days to watch it all back.
Wow.
Clearly, we need a plan going in to watch
right.
all this. In addition to the live NBC channels, you know, that are going to be broadcast in there this year, they're actually also going to have the opening and closing ceremony, which previously has been hidden away from the digital realm.
So, like you were saying, you need a device, you need the app, but you also need a subscription of some kind, right?
Yeah, that's a key part of this. So, there's nothing free in the world. So, the app that everybody needs is called the NBC Sports app.
Okay.
Don't be confused on those app stores, Android or iOS or Windows. Don't be confused by some other apps that are called, like, NBC Olympics. What you want is the NBC Sports app. That's where everything's being streamed through. When you load it up, one of the first things it's going to ask you to do when you want to watch something is to sign in with your cable TV login. Now, this is familiar to folks who've, you know, tried things like HBO Go before.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they just ask you to use, like, from Comcast or Time Warner or whatnot, whatever your normal credentials are for there. Now, if you don't subscribe to cable, and you really would only need basic cable to make that work, but if you don't subscribe to it, you could ask somebody else, a friend, family
friend,
member,
loved one, yeah.
Friendly coworker,
yeah.
To share a login with you. And many cable companies will allow you to have allow up to 5 people to share that same login. So that's an option. Or if you're a total cable cutter and you don't want to be playing that game anymore, you can actually subscribe for a month to a service called PlayStation View. That's one of those over-the-internet cable subscriptions. And that'll give you access to those NBC channels that are showing the games that you can watch on a PlayStation or Roku or you name it, and access to that NBC Sports app where you can stream everything.
And if you want to get really high-tech, you know, streaming is cute, but let's take it to the next level, virtual reality. How can we do this?
You know what? I got to say, so I was lucky enough as a journalist to attend the last two Summer Olympics as a reporter and see them in person. But these games, this time, thanks to stuff like virtual reality, at home, we actually may get a better seat than you could even get in Rio. And I'm really excited to see it. And that's expressly because of virtual reality. They are doing about 80 hours of coverage from Rio with these 360-degree cameras, and they're getting super creative about where to put the cameras to film it. My favorite example is during the 10-meter diving competition. If you remember what that looks like, they've got that 10-meter board, and they've got the 3-meter one next to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put the camera right on the 3-meter board. So you put in your VR headset, you look up, you'll see the athlete jumping down, they'll pass right in front of your nose, and then land in the water. It sounds absolutely incredible, and I can't wait to try it.
Seems like they really, you know, took into account the age that we're living in and was really ready with a digital game plan, shall we say.
You know what? I think NBC realizes, Comcast, its parent realizes, as well as the Olympics itself, that you know we're in an era where they cannot count on people, you know, all gathering around the television together to watch the Olympics like we used to. This is a time when you know you don't need to be tethered. You can be on your phone. You can be at work, and that people are wanting to try new things and experiences that really make it worth your time. And so the Olympics are really kind of these are an Olympics of first for technology, both with VR, the streaming, and 4K, another one we didn't talk about. If you've got one of those expensive new TVs for the first time, you can use it to watch at least some of the games in 4K.
Wow. I mean, it's a good time in tech to watch the Olympics, that's for sure. Jeff, thanks as always for joining the podcast. And as always, you can check out Jeffrey Fowler's articles and videos at WSJD.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing for The Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.